from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. Senior American officials said Sunday the time for talking about the diplomatic consequences of North Korea's latest ballistic missile test is over, since the danger to international peace that the North poses is now clear to all nations. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe conferred with President Trump by telephone Monday morning, Tokyo time. Japanese officials confirmed they discussed the North Korean intercontinental ballistic missile test that happened last week, but no details were released. U.S. bombers flew over the Korean Peninsula to demonstrate military strength on Sunday, and Vice President Mike Pence noted that the United States has all options on the table for responding to North Korea. The North said its latest test of a missile believed to be capable of reaching the U.S. mainland was a, quote, stern warning to Washington not to increase sanctions, but Pence rejected that as, quote, unacceptable. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the U.S. is not even asking for an emergency meeting of the Security Council, as it has on previous occasions, because the Western powers are, quote, done talking about North Korea. China, she said, as North Korea's principal ally and supporter, must now decide if it will act more directly to rein in North Korea. Pence was in Estonia, one of the United States' NATO allies, when he was asked about North Korea. He said, "The era of strategic patience with North Korea is over." You're listening to News from the Voice of America in Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin says 755 American diplomats in his country must leave in retaliation for new sanctions that the United States is imposing on Russia for its meddling in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump win the American presidency. Putin told a Russian television network more than 1,000 people were working and are still working at the U.S. embassy and consulates, and 755 people must stop their activities in Russia. The Russian leader said Moscow could take additional retaliatory steps against the United States following overwhelming congressional approval of new sanctions against Russia. But he said, "I am against it as of today." The U.S. State Department called Russia's decision to cut hundreds from its diplomatic staff in Russia a, quote, regrettable and uncalled for act. Death, protests, and violence overshadowed voting in Venezuela Sunday for an unpopular measure to elect a 545-member Constituent Assembly to rewrite the Constitution. At least 9 deaths have been reported since Friday, bringing the death toll over the last 4 months of protests to more than 120. On Sunday, 4 motorcycle policemen were hurt when someone threw explosives at a convoy in Caracas. Protesters both for and against the assembly battled each other across Venezuela, with the opposition blocking roads and police reacting with tear gas and rubber bullets. President Nicolas Maduro said anyone defying a ban on protests during the historic vote risks being sentenced to up to 10 years in prison. At least 18 African Union troops were killed Sunday in a deadly ambush in the lower Shabelle region by al-Shabaab militants. The attack happened 120 kilometers south of Mogadishu. It targeted a supply convoy of 24 vehicles near the town of Bulu Marer. And at least 10 people were killed and 15 others were wounded in a massive suicide car bomb attack Sunday in the Somali capital. The car that exploded was in a line of vehicles on Maka al-Mukarrama Road, Mogadishu's biggest street. Most of the victims were shoppers caught in the explosion as they came out of a supermarket next to the road. You can find more on these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.